Welcome to the Automated Daily, Hacker News Edition, the podcast created by Generative AI. Today is May 12th, 2024, and I'm your host, Trendteller. In today's episode, we're diving into a variety of intriguing topics from the latest in AI efficiency to the challenges of return-to-office policies and tech giants. Let's get started. First up, let's talk about Thunder Kittens, an embedded DSL that's making waves by enabling the creation of high-speed kernels for GPUs, particularly the NVIDIA H100. This tool is designed to maximize hardware utilization by efficiently feeding the tensor core and utilizing new instructions like WGMA. It's not just about speed. Thunder Kittens also offers abstractions that simplify data manipulation, which could be a game changer in aligning AI algorithms with hardware capabilities. Switching gears to the corporate world, a recent study from the University of Chicago and the University of Michigan has shed light on the impact of return-to-office mandates at major tech companies like Apple and Microsoft. It appears these mandates have led to a notable exodus of senior employees who prefer the flexibility of remote work. This trend poses significant challenges for these companies in retaining top talent and raises questions about the future of work policies in the tech industry. On a lighter note, let's talk about A Slower Speed of Light, a game developed by MIT Game Lab. This first-person game is not only fun but educational, incorporating complex concepts of special relativity like the Doppler effect and time dilation into its gameplay. It's a brilliant example of how gaming can be used as a tool for education. For our developer audience, there's an interesting tool called YouTube to MP3, a Windows Forms application in C# that allows users to easily convert YouTube videos into MP3 files. This application uses YouTube Explode to fetch videos and Media Toolkit for conversion, providing a straightforward solution for downloading music or podcasts from YouTube. Next, we have Cap, a new tool that promises to revolutionize screen sharing. With its lightweight and user-friendly interface, Cap offers a quick and efficient way to record and share your screen, positioning itself as a strong competitor to more established tools like Loom. For those nostalgic about the classic Mac OS, Mac Relics offers a Unix-like environment that runs on both classic 68K and PPC Mac OS systems. It's a fascinating project for anyone interested in running a more traditional Unix environment on vintage hardware. The software development community will find the discussion on the alternative implementation problem particularly relevant. The article highlights the challenges faced by projects like PyPI and LuaT, which strive to offer alternative implementations of programming languages, but often struggle with compatibility and feature parity. For PDF enthusiasts, PDF Equips is a new website that offers a comprehensive suite of tools for managing PDF documents. From merging and splitting to compressing and converting, this platform aims to be a one-stop solution for all your PDF needs. The concept of homoiconicity in programming languages, particularly Lisp, is explored in another fascinating article. It discusses how Lisp's ability to treat code as data can be leveraged to implement the language within itself, offering insights into the language's unique capabilities and historical significance. Lastly, we delve into the realm of digital image processing with a discussion on page dewarping. This technique is used to correct images of text affected by page curvature, and the article provides a comprehensive look at the algorithms and methodologies involved in developing such a program. That wraps up today's episode of the Automated Daily, Hacker News Edition. Remember, you can find links to all the stories we covered today in the episode notes. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll catch you next time with more updates and insights from the world of technology.